Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Dr. Carol Benn, who is head of breast cancer center at Helen Joseph Hospital, also at Netcare Milpark Hospital. Thanks so much for giving me some time this afternoon here on this public holiday on Chai FM.
It's an absolute pleasure. How are you guys?
Oh, so well. Thank you. Thank you.
Good.
Carol, I was so excited to see this article coming off Sky News about new breast cancer jab cuts treatment time from 2.5 hours to 5 minutes. That is incredible. Wow. Tell us about it.
So I think the first thing we need to understand, it's a combination of two products. It's a combination of a drug called Herceptin and a drug called Perjeta that they've combined together to create a subcutaneous injection. Now, both these drugs have been available for a while, okay, Herceptin for many years, and there was a big story in first getting it approved in private in this country, and now in our government patients, we have it in what we call the adjuvant setting, which means after you've had your surgery. Now, only about 20 to 30%, depending on how you read the data, of breast cancers have a target, an oncogene, for the HER2, which is, think of it kind of like a little driver inside the cancer cell. So not all cancers carry this place where these target drugs work. And it works like Pac-Man against these cancer cells. Now, it's used in combination often with certain chemotherapies, okay? So we use it for HER2 cancers, both in the early and the advanced and the metastatic setting. So having both these drugs together is a very important breakthrough, particularly because it's just given as a subcutaneous injection in the thigh. What is important to remember is that in a lot of people who get diagnosed with these cancers, if they start, and most of these cancers start with chemo and the combination, hopefully together, or if you can't get it, then just the Herceptin, in what we call the neoadjuvant before surgery situation. Why? What we do is we try and melt the cancers away before we do the operation, because that is a very important way to show that the treatment is successful. Now, in that scenario, you would obviously come into hospital to get your chemotherapy and then get your injection subcutaneous in your thigh. But for a lot of people, after their chemo and their Herceptin combo, they will still require the target therapy for up to a year. And that is important. Or for people who are just getting it standalone, maybe in the metastatic setting, which is not often, you can just have it at home. So I think what we need to remember is we've been through quite a traumatic, 18 months internationally and year around SARS-CoV-2. And what's interesting, even though this is not directly linked, it offers an opportunity in the right scenarios for people to have treatment as a home-based treatment. Now, unfortunately, it's not yet really available to a lot of people from a South African setting, but it will come and it will happen. So this is a good thing, not a bad thing.
So you mentioned about the gene. So
it's a gene inside a cancer cell. It's not related to our gene.
So it's not related to the BRCA2.
It's not at all to the BRCA2. So if you think about cells are born and they have baby cells, and then every now and then you get a delinquent cell, a cancer cell, and in a percentage of those breast cancer cells, they will have an oncogene inside that you can use to target certain types of drugs or drug combinations. And the combination of Herceptin, trastuzumab, with Perjeta, pertuzumab, together, they've combined the two together as a fixed-dose combination for a subcutaneous injection. And it was approved, FDA approved in June last year, and then towards the end of the year in the EU, and now has been rolled out for use in the UK. So it's a very important breakthrough.
Fantastic. Good news. Very, very good news.
Absolutely.
What are the side effects?
So the interesting thing is often it's about the giving it in combination with chemotherapy that's going to create side effects. So the target itself, our heart has these little target cells on them. So you've got to always do a cardiac check on patients to make sure that the patients are safe. And basically, some people get a little bit of nausea, fatigue, and a rash and that type of thing. But often the side effects can also be related to the use in combination with certain chemotherapeutics.
Well, thank you so much. I do hope to speak to you again soon. Pleasure. And may we not
absolute
need this information ever.
Yes, absolutely. But know that we will be triumphant around our little international change of life, and hopefully the medical fraternity will have an opportunity to do things better to look after our patients through this time.
Please,
so
God.
Keep safe, wear your mask, take care now.
Thank you so much. Thanks, Carol.
Bye.
God bless. Bye-bye.